诗篇九十五篇是 一段风里面隐藏着好多丰富的敬拜信息在里面。
Psalm 95 is a treasure trove with many precious message about worship.
我们不能够用一堂的时间把它完全讲完，我们需要用两堂来看。
We couldn't quite finish discussing about this psalm in one message, so we split it into two.
前一次我们的主的敬拜，我们谈到敬拜是什么。
Last Sunday we talked about what worship is.
敬拜是一个动词。
Worship is a verb.
是一个行动。
Is an action.
所以我们来到圣殿里面来敬拜的时候，我们不是来看一场表演。
So when we come into the temple, in the sanctuary to worship God, we didn't come here to watch a show.
我们要一起来参与，一起来敬拜。
We come all to participate in the act of worship.
所以我们的少美姐妹在带领诗歌的时候，不是我们欣赏少美姐妹她的歌喉。
So when Sister Xiao Mei is here leading us to sing songs, we are not sitting down there to enjoy the beautiful voice she has.
我们一起跟赞美姐妹歌颂赞美神。
But rather, we should all join our voice with her to praise God.
当我们来到圣殿的时候，我们必须要有一个很严肃的心态进来圣殿。
So when we walk into the temple to worship God, we really need to come with a serious heart.
我们要谦卑我们自己。
And we need to humble ourselves.
我们才能够来到殿里面敬拜神。
That's the only way we can come into His temple to worship.
敬拜是严肃的一回事。
So worship is a serious business.
所以刚才主席在这里宣召的时候
，So when the chairperson did the call to worship，
我就听到后面很多嘈杂的声音。
I could hear many different voices in the background。
所以我希望弟兄姐妹，你们来到殿里面的时候，你们要安静，你们静静的来到位置上坐下，安静等候在神的面前。
So I would ask that brothers and sisters, when you come into approaching the worship, please come in quietly, find your seat, wait for the Lord.
我们不能够来到殿里面去，不是一个市场啊。你可以也你看到好多还没有好久没有见面的弟兄姐妹，等到散会后我们才来讲话。
This is not like a marketplace. So yes, there are many brothers and sisters that you miss for a while and you want to talk to them, but please hold the visitation until after the worship.
所以我要请我们每一次做招待的弟兄姐妹在后面，如果看到弟兄姐妹在讲话的时候，请他安静。
So I would also ask the ushers, if you see brothers and sisters in the back, just keep talking. Please urge them to come and find their seat.
敬拜是一个行动，这个行动是下辈到上辈的一个行动。
So, worship is an act that's submitted from inferior to the superior.
这个不可能从上到下的。
It is not an act from above to below.
这个行动是所有君王都要学习的一个行动。
But this is also an act that all kings on earth have to learn.
比方说大卫王是一个君王，他自己认识到有一个比他更高的王。
For instance, King David was a king on earth, but he also realized that there is a greater king than he above.
他是万王之王，万主之主，他也要来到神的面前敬拜。
So because this greater king is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, so David himself would have to submit himself in worship to God.
上一堂我们也讲到敬拜是不受时间和空间的限制。
Last time we also learned that worship is not bound by time and space.
虽然我们的主的崇拜是从9点45分开始。
Even though our worship would start at 9:45 on Sunday mornings,
但是敬拜的心是在主日那一天起床就开始敬拜。
But our heart of worship should start as soon as we get up on Sunday morning.
敬拜是群体性的，也是个人性的。
We also learn that worship is both corporal and individual.
我们要学习把敬拜带到我们的家庭，也带到我们的生命里面。
So we also need to learn to bring worship into our homes and into our own personal life.
今天的信息我们要讨论到敬拜是从心发出。
So today we're going to reflect on how we should have the worship originate from our heart.
敬拜是敬拜的中心点就是神。
And that the center of worship is God.
现在我们要看第三点。
And we're going to learn the third point.
第三点，上个礼拜我们看了两点，今天我们看第三点。
I guess we learned two points last week, so today we start with point number three.
敬拜是从心发出。
Worship comes from the bottom of our heart.
那我们把诗篇第九十五篇第一到第七节读一遍。
Let's read from verse 1-7, Psalm 95.
好不好，弟兄姐妹，你们可以看看中文了。我们请我们的医生把英文念出来。
So I'll read in the English part, and brothers and sisters, please just read with your eyes the Chinese part.Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout loud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountains' peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land.Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice.
这七节的经文把敬拜的内涵带了出来。
And these seven verses really bring out the inner meaning of worship.
敬拜包括了歌唱。包括了欢呼，包括了感谢，包括了赞美。
So in worship, we include singing, shouting aloud, thanksgiving and praising.
这些唱歌、欢呼、感谢、赞美中，我们来经历到神的同在。
And in all these actions, we experience the presence of God.
当我们经历到神的同在的时候，我们就会屈身，会跪在神面前，匍匐敬拜他。
And when we do experience the presence of God, we will bow down and we'll kneel down before Him.
我不知道你没有经历到，在你唱诗歌的时候，圣灵就在你的当中提升你的灵。
Do you experience the Holy Spirit in your heart to lift you up when you are singing His praises?
这是我常常经历到的。
This is something that I experience often.
敬拜是从内心发出来。
So worship comes from the bottom of our heart.
这个行动以神的属性以及神在我们生命中的大能有关。
This action has to do with who God is, His attributes, and what He has done in our lives.
请注意第三到第四节
Please pay attention to verse 3 and 4.
第三节到第四节这样说，因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他。
Verses 3 and 4. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him.
这两节把我们所敬拜的这一位神他是谁表达了出来。
These two verses really tells us Who is this great God that we worship?
这位我们所敬拜的神是因耶和华为大人为大王超乎万神之上。
The God that we worship is the great God, is the great King, a King above all kings.
换句话说，他是满有能力的神。
He is an almighty God.
他是满有权柄的一位神。
And he is a God full of power.
第四节讲，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，这样的一位神是配得我们称颂的神。
As said in verse 4, in his hands are the depth of the earth and the mountain peaks belong to him. Such a great God deserves our worship.
敬拜使我们回忆起神在我们生命中的作为。
The worship also leads us to recall what God has done in our lives.
第七节说，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。
Verse 7, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care.
在过去的日子里面，他呼召我们，使我们成为他的子民。
He has called us to his people, to be his people.
过去我们活在罪恶当中。
We once lived in sin.
现在我是得蒙神恩典的神的子民。
But now I am his people, a recipient of his grace.
敬拜是。以神为中心。
So worship is centered on God.
敬拜里面环绕着神的属性。
It is built around God's attribute.
他是怎样的一位神？
It's what kind of God he is.
环绕着神在我们生命中的作为。
It's also built around what he has done in our lives.
这一些必须是由心发出来的。
So all these action of worship must come out of the bottom of our heart.
回忆起神的恩典，很自然的我们就会发出感恩和赞美的心。
So if we recall God's grace, it naturally would lead us to give out thanks and praise.
弟兄姐妹，讲到这里，请问你与神之间的关系如何？
So at this point, I want to ask brothers and sisters, what is your relationship with God?
你是否经历过神在你身上的作为？
Have you experienced God's work in your lives?
今天你是否感觉到神好像离开你好远好远？
Or do you feel God is very distant, far away from you today?
如果你感觉到神与你没有关系的话，也许是你还没有重生得救。
If you don't feel you have any relationship with him, it's possible that you are not saved yet.
可能在你的里面还有那些没有克服的罪。
All that in your life, there are some sins that's hindering.
如果是这样的话，我邀请你来到神的面前，与他重新建立关系，重新来到神的面前，告诉神说：“神啊，我得罪了，承认你自己的罪，愿意来到他的面前，来相信和接纳他为个人的救主和生命的主。”你是不是愿意？不愿意这样做
？So if either one of those cases is true, then I would invite you, I would urge you to come before him to establish or renew the relationship with God, to confess to him that you have sinned and that he.Will forgive your sin, so you can have that relationship reestablished. Are you willing to do so?
敬拜是从我们内心里面发出来的行动。
Again, worship is an action originating from the bottom of our heart.
是我们经历到神的大爱。
It's after we experience God's great love.
我们认识到这一位神是伟大的真神上帝。
And we get to know that this is the only true and great God.
他是伟大的真神上帝，我们不得不匍匐在神的面前敬拜他。
He is such a great and true God that we can't help but to bow down and worship him.
所以敬拜从心里发出，比在外表行动更重要。
So it is more important that our worship comes from the heart than what you do during the worship.
我们可以在敬拜里面，我可以举手啊或啊歌颂歌颂神。
Yes, you can raise your hand, lift up your hands during the worship.
可是我举手歌颂神是不是从我心里的？那么我们这个是。
But if you're lifting your hands, it's only an outward show, not coming from your heart. That would not be meaningful.
我曾经参加过黑人的教会的敬拜，他们可以很高兴的欢呼，甚至在他的位置上面跳舞歌唱。
I've attended some worship services with many African Americans, and I can see that they can get very excited. They were singing, moving hands, even dancing.
可是我曾经深想过这样的问题，是他们是为了大家都是这样做，我也跟着这样做吗？
But is it, sometimes I think, is it because that's their custom, so they do that?
或者是他们是从心里面因为神的爱的缘故他们欢呼喜乐。
Or is that in their hearts they are really so moved by the Spirit so that they rejoice in such a way?
弥迦书第六章第六到第八节这样说，我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的牛和吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献上我生所生的吗？世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么，只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
The prophet Micah wrote in Micah 6:6-8, these words, With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the law require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
有相似的经文也是在以赛亚书第一章第十到第十八节，我们今天我们不看。
Similar messages were also recorded in Isaiah 1, 10 through 18, but we will not read those verses today.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以每个主日到礼拜堂来敬拜神。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we can come here to worship every Sunday.
我们可以天天读圣经、祷告。
Yeah, and we can read scripture every day and pray.
我们在人的面前，我们显出我们是很热心，我们是服侍神的人。
We can even show outwardly that we are very.Fervently serving Christians.
但是在另外一方面，我们做这一些事情是否是外表的行动而已呢？
But we need to ask ourselves, are we doing this just for the outward show?
神的话语是否进入我们的内心？
Did God's words really enter our heart?
使我们的灵命更加成熟。
And cause our spiritual life to mature.
我们的生命是否有改变？
Has our lives changed?
我们的生活是否有见证？
And do we have testimony from our lives?
撒迦利亚书十五章第二十二节，撒母耳讲了这样的一句话：耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的牛子。
First Samuel 15:22. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice.And to heed is better than the fat of rams.
弟兄姐妹，神要你我的是那一颗真诚的心。
So what God wants from you and me is that genuine heart.
神要的是从啊是你我听从神的话语和顺服神的话语。
So he wants us to hear and obey his word.
到底敬拜是什么呢？
So what is worship?
敬拜是神对人的启示和人对神爱的回应。
So worship involves both the revelation from God and the response of God's people in love.
申命记第六章第四节这样说。
Deuteronomy
6:4. 以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
神呼召，先呼召以色列民。
So God first called the Israelites.
是一句命令式的话。
This is an imperative.
是原文只有这样的一个字，就是在希伯来文里面是听。
So in the original Hebrews, this is the only word, hear.
以色列人的回应就是聆听。
So their response is by listening.
接下来神启示给以色列民他是谁。
And then the Lord revealed to the Israelites who he is.
啊，神在第五节这样说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
So this verse said, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节是以色列民的回应。
Then verse 5 is the response from the Israelites.
以色列民的回应是你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
以赛亚书第六章第一到第八节，将神将他的圣洁，于是就启示给以赛亚先知。
So in the prophet Isaiah 6:1-8, he described how God revealed his holiness to him.
神显示给以赛亚说，他是圣洁的，他对我们的要求也是要过圣洁的生活。
What God revealed was that he is a holy God and that his people shall live holy lives.
也是我们要分别为圣的。
That is, we need to be dedicated to God.
当神把他自己的圣洁显示给以赛亚后，
So after God revealed this holiness to Isaiah,
以赛亚怎样回应呢？以赛亚说，祸灾我灭满了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
So how did Isaiah respond? He said,Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
以赛亚这个回应是认罪悔改的一回应。
So Isaiah's response was one of confession and repentance.
那就是敬拜。
That also was worship.
神的启示一般上是他的话语。
God's revelation is His word.
向我们，他的话语向我们敞开。
His words open up to us.
而人的回应可以有几方面。
And our response can include several ways.
人的回应可以是认罪。
It could be confession.
祷告。
Prayer.
敬拜赞美。
Praise and worship.
奉献
and giving
圣餐
taking the communion
和生命见证
and testimony of our lives
我们回到诗篇第95篇
So let's come back to Psalm 95
第一和第二节是神呼应以色列民来敬拜他
So verse 1 and 2 God was calling the Israelites to worship him
以色列民的回应是歌唱感谢和欢呼。
So the response from the Israelites were singing, thanksgiving, and shouting aloud.
第三和第四节，神启示了他自己给以色列民。
In verse 3 and 4, God revealed himself who he is to the Israelites.
表白了他啊，表白了为什么要敬拜。
And tell us why he should be worshipped.
因为耶和华为大神为大王超乎万神之上地的深处在他手中山的高峰也属他。
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all God. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him.
海洋属他是他造的旱地也是他手造成的。
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land.
那么到了第六节呢，就是一个到六节是一个回应。
And verse 6 is response again.
这个回应是敬拜及跪下。
And the response is to bow down and worship.
到了第七节是神以他的名的关系。表达了出来。
And verse 7 shows the relationship between God and his people.
敬拜者的回应，听神的话语。
And the response of the worshipper is to hear God's voice.
到了第八到十一节的时候，是神的话语真正的领导他们当中。
And verse 8 through 11, God's words come to the worshipper.
所以在从这里我们看到敬拜的高潮是与神面对面。
So, brothers and sisters, you see that the climax of a worship is when you see God face to face.
是神话语的到来。
It's the arrival of the word of God.
是神的勉励，神的安慰。
And God, his exhortation and his comfort.
上一次我们谈到我们教会的敬拜是9点45分开始。
Now we've talked about our service starting at 9:45.
可是我们的敬拜的心应该是星期六晚上就开始了。
But our hearts of worship should be prepared evening of Saturdays.
星期天早上我们来到教会之前。
Before we evenhead out to church on Sunday mornings.
早就已经预备好我们的心。
We should be prepared.
就好像以色列人到圣殿朝见神的时候。
In some way it's similar to the way that Israelites used to walk up to the temple to worship God.
一路上已经预备好他们的心来敬拜朝见神。
On their way up, they prepare their heart.
主的敬拜的高潮是神的话语。
So the climax of a Sunday worship is the word of God.
当牧师祝福和会众唱阿门颂之后。
So when the pastor pronounced blessings and the congregation with a response of Amen, or the singing of Amen.
这个是群众敬拜的结束。
That would mark the end of the corporate worship.
但是我们个人的敬拜还没有结束。
But individually, the worship doesn't stop there.
乃是我们一个星期的敬拜生活开始。
It should mark the beginning of a whole week of worship life.
所以第二点我们要来看的是敬拜的中心是神。
So the second point we look at today is that worship is centered on God.
敬拜是以神为中心。
So the center of worship is God.
诗篇第九十五篇从第一节开始到第十一节最后一节所提到的都是神有和神有关的事情。
If you read this Psalm 95, you find that every single verse in this Psalm has something to do about God.
第二节讲到的是呼吁敬拜神。
So verse 1 and 2, a call to worship.
第三到第五节是表达了这位神他是谁。
Verses 3-5 revealing who God is.
第六节是呼吁敬拜神。
And verse 6 call to worship again.
第七节是神与我们的关系的建立。
Verse 7 it address the relationship we have with God.
第七节是听神的话语。
And also to hear his voice.
第八到第十一节是讲到神的话语最后领导。
And verses 8 through 11 the word of God came to the Israelites.
敬拜是要有对象。
So worship is a verb with an object.
没有对象的敬拜不是敬拜。
If there's no object of worship, there's no worship.
神是我们敬拜的对象。
So God is who we worship.
请问你认识这位神有多少呢？
So, let me ask you, how much do you know about God?
因为知道我所信的事情，就是提摩太后书第一章第十二节所讲，保罗所讲的。
Because I know whom I have believed, as 2 Timothy 1:12.
也深信他能保全我所交付的。
And I'm convinced that he is able to guard that what I have entrusted to him.
直到那日。
Until that day.
诗篇九十五篇将我们所敬拜的对象的属性表达了出来。
Psalm 95 shows us the attribute of the God that we worship.
他是大神。
He is the great God.
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
他是宇宙万物的掌权者。
And he is also the ruler of the universe and everything in it.
他是万王之王。
He is the king of kings.
他是我们是属于他的，也是他的名。
We are his, and we are his people.
信徒的敬拜是从个人生命中经历神开始。
A believer's worship begins with experiencing God in life.
弟兄姐妹，还记得当初你如何来到神的面前，是领受神的恩典吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still remember the first time you came to receive His grace?
敬拜是神显明他自己的慈爱和信实在我们的身上。
Worship is God revealing His goodness and faithfulness to us.
目的是要我们瞻仰他和敬拜他。
And the purpose is for us to look upon Him.
人的一生最重要的就是敬拜。
And worshiping God is the most important thing in life.
我们可以说是神发起这个敬拜。
So we can say that God initiates the worship.
呼吁人来敬拜他。
He called people to worship him.
神也成全了敬拜。
And he also accomplished the worship.
所以从这边我们可以得到的是结论是敬拜中谁是主体呢？就是神是主体。
So in fact, who is the subject in the worship? God is.
那么谁是附体呢？
And who is the object of worship?
也是神是附体。
God also.
我们会在下一堂下个礼拜我们会很详细的讲这一方面。
So next week we'll discuss more about this.
神在敬拜你是主体也是附体。
So since God is the subject and object of the worship,
所以整个敬拜的中心不是神不是人。
So worship is to focus on God, not on man.
因此我们来到神的面前的时候必须放下我们自己的一切。
So when we come before God to worship Him, we must lay down everything.
我们要放下我们一切的烦恼。
All our troubles.
我们一切的忧虑。
All our anxieties.
以神为中心的敬拜是没有我的一个敬拜。
So a worship that centers on God is selfless.
整个敬拜的焦点是在神的身上。
Everything is focused on God.
信徒来到神的面前，把焦点放在神身上的先决条件就是应该对神有基本的认识，才能对神有信心。
So how can we do that? How can we put everything down and worship God? That is that we need to have fundamental knowledge of God.
敬拜是神发动。
God initiates the worship.
人回应。
People respond.
一个满有权柄、满有能力、满有威严、万王之王、万主之主，邀请你进到他的殿里面。
So think of it this way: an almighty, all-powerful, majestic God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, invites you to enter His temple.
请问你敢不敢迟到呢？
Now, would you be so cavalier as to be tardy?
你敢不敢马马虎虎呢？
Or behave casually?
你敢轻视这一段与神约会的时间吗？
would you show contempt to this special time with God?
当然我们从今天开始改变我们敬拜的态度。
May we change our attitude towards worship from today on.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
因为我们对于敬拜马马虎虎。
Because we have been casual about worshiping you.
我们不尊重教会中的敬拜。
We have not paid utmost respect to worship.
在我们的生命当中，我们也没有敬拜。
In our personal lives, we are lacking in worship.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
让我们来建立一个敬拜的心。
Let us build a heart of worship.
在我们的生命当中，我们来敬拜主。
Let us worship you with our lives.
让我们注重每个星期天早上9:45和你的约会。
And let us place utmost priority to this special time with you every Sunday morning.
让我们来到殿里面的时候
And let us come into your temple
我们的心已经预备好
With a prepared heart
我们很严肃地坐在敬拜的场地里面
And let us come with a reverent heart when we come into the sanctuary
我们一起和教会带领敬拜的弟兄或者姐妹一起配搭
And let us work together with those who lead the worship service.
我们能够在敬拜里面，我们经历到主你是慈爱的神。
And let us experience you as the kind and graceful God.
让我们能够和你面对面。
And let us be able to see you face to face.
怜悯我们。
And please have mercy on us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In prayer in Lord Jesus' name.Amen.
Okay.